Blog Talk Radio.
Definitely, when you think about the fact that we already have had our first African-American president, I think this is really an era of progression in American politics, and we could set the stage for really set an example for the rest of the world. If we have our first African-American president and then immediately follow that with our first woman president, that would just be amazing.
I think it would be really interesting to have yet another legacy of, like, continuing the Clintons. Like, we've had multiple Bushes, like, having another Clinton, like, having just that continued legacy seems kind of weird. But, I mean, Hillary is an amazing woman. She's done so much. And the idea of having a woman as president is really exciting.
Unfortunately, we have 945 painstaking days, 4 hours, 56 minutes, and 11 seconds left of this Obama nightmare. If we can make it, I don't think this country can make it. I think we got to get rid of this whole smash, starting from the president on down. We got a lot of cleaning up to do. In 2014, this is the time to do it. We screw this one up. We deserve it. Some of this stuff, well, okay, fine. You can say we deserve it because we fell asleep, blah, 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 blah. But some of this stuff, no, we did not deserve. Why? Well, I'm holding the document in my hand. That says you can't touch some of this stuff. It's what it says right here. I'm looking at it. There's a whole bunch of pages that's got all that kind of stuff in here. I mean, it's amazing what you can find in this document. I really wish our leaders would read it. Especially the president. Isn't he supposed to be a constitutional scholar? I'd really love to see his test scores when he took the bar. I guarantee you he failed it. If it was a real test. But because he was a foreign exchange student, you can't fail him. He's black. That would look racist. Gotta give them guys an edge. They're not as smart as those white guys. So you gotta boost them up a little bit. You know, boost up their confidence. Tell them they're smart. When they ain't. I'm not picking on any black race or white race or anything. I'm just simply pointing out that this is unfortunately part of our society that we have. I've never really been a big fan of society because I've never understood it, ever. I've never, ever understood society. I don't think I ever will. I don't think there are answers to certain questions. Maybe they are. I don't know. Everybody seems to have their own answer. So what is the real answer? Well, I guess whatever you want. Well, in any event, we got a lot of cleaning up to do. Starting now. Just because the election is several months away doesn't mean we can't start cleaning house now. We can start putting things in boxes, man, and getting it ready to be put on the truck and shipped the hell out of town. There's a lot of work to do. And it first starts into our mind. We got to get our mind there first. If you want to be free, you got to think free before you can feel free. But you got to get there by the mind first. But it's too much work. All I got to do is go on Twitter. I can find out all the information I need. Plus, my college professor gives it to me. I don't even need to study. I just write a paper on how much Bush sucks, and how much the planet is melting because of George Bush and the Koch brothers and oil, and anybody who makes any money. I swear to God. Well, until then, we must, and I do mean must, remain dedicated to the fight and the preservation of freedom. Doesn't matter what the hell it costs. I don't care. We got to fight it. And there's a lot of fights to be fought, not just in America. But we got a world problem here. We need to declare World War III. The entire world needs to go to war against these jihads. I mean, you talk about a war to end all wars, this is one to have. And we need to start doing this crap quick. But Obama, he's waffling back and forth. He's really concerned about, having to shoot some of his buddies down. That's kind of a hard pill to swallow. So, I have no idea what the hell, man. But if we're going to win this war on terror, this is a real war. Just because we're pulling out of Iraq doesn't mean that this war is over. Just because we're pulling out of Afghanistan doesn't mean that this war is over. Just because the president says... Well, I signed it. I got my magic pen. Here it is. And I took a picture of it with my magic phone. Because you say the war is over, don't mean it. They're still killing. Maybe you haven't seen any of the videos that are all over the internet. And they're graphic. And they ain't screwing around. I mean, this is like some high-quality stuff. Well, I don't mean high quality, but I mean... You can see. A lot better quality than they used to give. But now they're going as high tech as they can. They want to make it as gruesome and gross and disgusting as possible to put as much fear into you. They want to conquer the world. Now, Mr. Obama, are you a part of that? I mean, what are we to believe? I know you've killed some terrorists, but how do you decide which terrorist gets it and which one doesn't? I know you got that list. He had an enemies list, too. All the terrorists that he was going to wipe out and kill. He's going down them one by one. Plunking them off one by one with them little drones. Which I don't really have too much of a whole big problem with that. I'm sorry, but no. But, you know, maybe we could use a couple of drones there in Iraq. I think the world needs a couple of drones. We've got them. We can use them. Oh, but that's right. We can't spend any more money because, you know, that fuel's expensive. We got to give it all to those immigrants that are coming over. What in the hell's going on down at our border? They're paying. They're even advertising looking for people to drive these people, these illegal aliens, to their illegal alien parents. The United States government is promoting this. They're advertising over there. I'm sorry, but I mean that this goes against every one of our laws that we have. That breaks state sovereignty right there. How is the state of Texas, the state of California, New Mexico, and Arizona, and even, you know, Florida? They get a lot of people coming over from Cuba and all over. I mean, now we got an open border. I mean, if somebody can get into Canada, I mean, they can get into, you know, the lower 48, but how about them Ruskies? You know, this Cold War, it's right back up. Maybe they can just waltz right into Alaska there, you know, take that over. They used to have it once. Maybe they want it back. Maybe they want to get that natural gas. How are we supposed to know what the hell they're up to? But you think this president would protect Alaska? No, I don't think so. I think he'd give it up. I hate to say it, man. I hate to have these kinds of thoughts, you know, of our government, but I mean, what else am I supposed to think? Judging by all the evidence, what am I supposed to think? Well, here's all the fingerprints. Here's all the photographs. Here's all the video of the man, you know, cutting off the head. It's all right there. There's all the evidence. Nah, that means nothing. Just evidence. Don't worry about it. It's whatever I want it to be. No, it isn't. But yeah, it is, because the American public seems to just accept it. I mean, we know these guys are lying right straight to our face. The reporters know it, and the reporters lie. Well, it looks like that dingbat, what's her name, Diane Sawyer. I'm sorry, but I don't know why she's has higher ratings than that other nerd. What the hell's his name? Brian Williams. I don't know. I never liked him. He just seems like, I don't know. I never liked any of them. I never liked Cronkite. I never liked anybody giving me the news. Because they're not giving me the news. They're giving me the screws. You know, I mean, there are some people that you can tolerate, but fine, whatever. But I'm not watching the news to watch Walter Cronkite. I'm not watching the news for Diane Sawyer. Or Brian Williams. Well, that George Snuffleupagus. I don't know. Who's the other guy over there now? Oh, what's that other guy? Scott Pelley. That's him. He always wears the jacket. Can somebody buy him a jacket that fits him? I mean, he seems like he's a pauper. You're just off the street coming in. It's like, oh, okay, come on in, you homeless bastard. Do the friggin' news. I'm sorry, but this look, this I guess it's supposed to be in style. And these men wear all this clothes. It's so tight, it's the wrong size. I mean, goddamn, isn't that uncomfortable? I'm uncomfortable looking at it. Nah, man, I like my clothes loose, man. I like loose and free. Don't be constricting me all like that with the clothes, man. sitting down and everything's all scrunching up and stuff, it can get uncomfortable. And then, you know, you start pulling things and, you know, you're standing up screaming. Nah, it can get embarrassing, man. So you don't need any of that. Anyway, where the hell did we get there? Oh, good God. Haven't even opened the show yet. Oh, man. We are in trouble tonight. That's all right. I don't give a damn. Anyway, you want to be a part of the program today, don't be shy. 646-716-7978. Or you can join the captain's chat room. You know it as well as I do. As long as there's one stinking liberal on planet Earth, it's a very, very, very busy news day. Well, as always, today is absolutely no exception. So, there's still people out there. Still, people are out there right now that are still trying to do their best to defend. They're doing anything they can to hang on to this ship. Well, there's not really, you know, much left to hang on to. I mean, there's a couple of boards here and there, but, I mean, this Obama ship is going down, man. And there's people still trying to keep it afloat. Well, you know, good luck. You know, sharks are on their way. Here comes the jellyfish. Look out. I mean, if you're going to be stupid enough to hang on to this ship now, that really says, well, it's always said more about you anyway for even jumping on that stupid ship. I don't know how people get themselves so suckered into, you know, I mean, a candidate. It's a candidate. I mean, okay, fine. I can like a candidate, but my God, I'm not going to slobber all over myself and drool and pass out and faint. That had to have been staged. And even if it wasn't, it's just because somebody's so fat and just, you know, drugged up, only knows what they're on. Locked their knees, and I don't know. Who gives a damn? Well, they probably fainted because the speech was so freaking boring. I'm sorry. Obama is not a great orator. And I know I'm not one to talk. The way I completely murderate the English language. So, but for people to come out and get themselves so exercised on how great of an orator, and Bill Clinton with all this charisma, where, what? He looks like an incest baby. I'm sorry, Bill Clinton just doesn't, whatever. He doesn't, I mean, this is what I don't like about these people. They're fake and they're phony. Everybody does all the work. He just swoops on in, takes all the credit, laughs, giggles, goes out and grabs himself a couple of interns and a box of cigars and, you know, whatever. Well, anyway, before we get to the scuttlebutt of the day here, this Redskin madness has got to stop. Okay, this is another media concocted scandal. This is not a real scandal. The media concocts this stuff. The media, look, you're there to report the news. You are not there to create the news. You see how that works? No, you don't. You're an idiot. But this is concocted by the media. Just so they can go after the right. Why would that have to be the right? Well, because people on the right are smart enough to know that this is not racism, not discriminatory, not this, not that. They're intelligent. But people on the left, especially in college, oh, they'll jump on the bandwagon. Oh, it's against the right? Okay. Oh, it's racism? Really? It's racism? Oh, I'm against it. Oh, I want to get into the in crowd. So, yeah, I'm against any kind of racism. What do you mean? Redskin is racist? Oh, okay. It is. Oh, yeah, racist. Shut up. Not everything is racist, man. You have to. I mean, you can use any word in a racist manner. In any way. Enough with the racism, racism, racism. I'm sick and tired of hearing that stupid word. Shut up. Redskins is not, it's no. I mean, you can't argue with these people. It's impossible. One, they won't listen to you. Oh, no, no, it's racist. Why? Well, see, if they go against it and say that it isn't racist, well, I mean, they're going to lose their job. They're going to lose their friends and all their, you know, their little clubs that they belong to. And if they got any children, they're going to be ostracized in school, you know. Not picked for the team. It doesn't make the All-Stars. Nobody wants them anymore. This is how they are, man. And they're going to turn this now, and if you say anything, you even mention the word Redskin, you now are a racist. You're a hater. You're a racist. Well, we've got a reporter there, a broadcaster over there at that stupid MSNBC, which they'll hire just about anybody. I wonder if I can get a job over there. Oh, God, wouldn't I love me? Wouldn't I love them? I wouldn't get along with anybody. I don't think there'd be one person I would get along with, and I would make damn sure if I did that I wouldn't. This stuff has gotten completely out of freaking control, man. I mean, now you can't even say the word. You can't even say the word Redskin. It's so offensive. Joy Reid. That's her name, Joy Reid. And no relation to Harry Reid. She looks black. What else in her? I don't know. I'm terrible when it comes to races. I can't tell. I don't know. I don't know how people know that people are Jewish. Or I can't tell what your stupid religion is. Oh, look at those Catholics over there. Bastards. Yeah. No, here come the Presbyterians quick. Let's go. Let's run. I mean, come on. Well, now, what's her name? Joy Reid. Her name is Joy. Oh, she's a real joy, too. I mean, this is how disgusting. This is how far. These people will do anything on there to get somebody to watch them. And now I'm playing them, so I guess it's working. But I'm not playing it for the right reason or their reason. I'm playing it for my right reason, not her right reason. I'm pointing out the absurdity. This woman is serious. To her, this is the way. She won't even repeat the name Redskins. And if you do now, and it's coming close, they're going to have to. Congress is now going to have to get in the middle of it. Congress. Imagine that. Let me see if it's anywhere in the Constitution here. It says that Congress is supposed to or has the ability to change the name of a football team. Section 8. Here it is right here. Powers of Congress, the power to lay and collect taxes, nothing in there. Regulate commerce, establish a uniform rule of naturalization, the punishment of counterfeiting. Nope, I don't see it anywhere. That's not the role of government. The role of government is not to tell you how to live your life, how to think. Oh, because it's this, it's because it's that, and it's for your own good. No, you minding your own goddamn business is for your own good. Back off, Jack. So let's listen to this dingbat, this Joy Reid. I mean, anything that she can do to get a roll. Oh, there's a damn little bug on me. Scared the living bug Jesus out of me. I tell you, that's one thing, one phobia that I do have. That's bugs. God almighty, I hate them all. Any kind of creepy, crawly, I mean, I just can't figure out. And that if you're a god, and you can make all these great and wonderful things, which, I mean, there's a lot of great and wonderful things. If you just open your eyes, you can see it. You open your ears, you can hear it. But bugs? No. That's one thing. If there is a God and I do somehow find a way to make it up into heaven, oh, man. And I do get an opportunity to speak to the Almighty. Him and me are going to have a little conversation about bugs. I mean, if you're going to have the stupid damn things, which, you know, I mean, you can figure out other ways to pollinate and do this and do that. And if you are going to necessarily have to have the damn things, I mean, can you make them a whole lot less creepy? And where they don't crawl on you and fly on you and sting you? I don't want them on me. I don't want them in my house. I don't even want to see them. I don't want to see them in a zoo. I don't want to see a picture of them in a book. I mean, that's just me with bugs. I got a real big phobia of bugs. How the hell did we get on this conversation? Well, that's right. One was crawling on me. Damn little bastards. It was a tiny little one, but bring my cat over here. Maybe she can eat it. But let's go ahead here now. This is Joy Reid. Trying to, I guess, her contract is coming up. So she's trying to get some viewers so she can make a living, which I don't blame her. And good for you, girl. That's the way it is, man. She's got, you know, that's capitalism, sweetheart. You're trying to market yourself. These idiots have no idea of how capitalist they really are. And if there was no capitalism, you, sweetheart, probably wouldn't have a job. So let's listen to this dingbat. Joy Reid from MSNBC. I don't know what the name of her stupid show is. So go ahead and play this stupid.
The U.S. Patent and Trademark Office announced today that it's canceling the trademark registration of Washington, D.C.'s professional football team. Team owner Daniel Snyder maintains that the name of the team, a racial slur I won't say here, is meant to be respectful of Native American heritage and football tradition. Senator Harry Reid made it actually an interesting case on the floor of the Senate, continuing to talk back to Dan Snyder, and I just want to warn people, he does use the name of the team, so I'm just going to warn you guys about that in advance. But let's listen to Senator Harry Reid.
I'm going to warn you in advance? I'm going to warn you? Like, if the name is so offensive, like, what's going to happen? Are their ears going to fall off? What's going to happen if you say Redskins? A name I won't repeat here. So now she's, you know, it's a contest with these people. Who can outlive each other? And that's what it is. And sometimes you see a little bit of that on the right, too. That'll kind of piss you off, too. But everything pisses me off, so. Even I piss me off, so. What are you going to do about that? I don't know. Well, she went on to Harry Reid. I don't know what cut she played because I puked when I was recording it and I couldn't take any more. So she said she was going to go to Harry Reid. But after I cleaned up the floor, I found a Harry Reid cut. He was on the Senate floor. Now, this is what I'd like to know. This is supposed to be the majority leader. Meaning he's the leader of the Senate. Okay, isn't a leader supposed to set an example? Isn't that what a leader is supposed to do? Set an example, a professional example, isn't that what a leader is supposed to do? Isn't that what it's supposed to do? Pretty sure. At least that's what I thought. Well, maybe not anymore. Mr. Reid, the Senate floor is not there for you to campaign and get your little Democratic spin. You're doing the party's bidding by getting the spin and trying to protect the administration in any way you can, and protecting this and protecting that and arguing this and anything that you can do to humiliate the right, turn them into just, I mean, trash. I mean, just villains, man. They're all Charles Mansons. I mean, they want you to believe that by using these Redskins, that this is, he wants you to believe that it is so hurtful. So many people are so, they're so hurt by it. It's not hurtful. Now, first of all, if something is going to be offensive, it must first be given offensively. If it is not given offensively, well, then it cannot be offensive. However, if you take it offensively, you take it offensively, then that's just it. You took it. In other words, you stole it. And you can't get any more ludicrous than stealing something that isn't there. And that's what they do. This is the left. And then you get people that just follow it. And they, and then if you say something like that to them, well, then, oh, my God. You are now the biggest freaking hater on planet Earth. Hate, 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 hate. Where's the hate? I don't know. But I got it. According to them, I've got it. Oh, I'm a hater, boy. I'm a big old fat hater. Hate women? Hate them. Oh, God. Oh, man. I can't begin to tell you how much I hate them penile challenged creatures. And black? Oh, God, I hate all them black people. Oh, and Jews? Hate the Jews? And the Mexicans? I hate anybody that isn't exactly like me. And women? Hate them. Oh, my God, just can't stand them. I don't know how the hell we live with them. Why we even let them on planet Earth? Meanwhile, you here you have Hamas and Al-Qaeda and ISIS and El-Nusra and all these names. You can just go on for days with these names. The Taliban. They beat women in the street for showing parts of their foot, Christ's sakes. And now because you showed that ankle, and you, the woman who showed her ankle, who dared, I mean, this disgusting slut, filthy whore, accidentally shows part of her ankle, therefore putting all of these thoughts into this man's mind, and he's unable to control these urges, and he has to rape this woman, and then get his buddies to come over and rape her, because they saw the ankle too. Now they're all excited. They can't control their urges either because of this filthy slut, dirty whore, putting all them thoughts into them men's minds. She must be beaten. Then after she's beaten and she's almost healed, well, then we're going to dig a hole. We're going to put her in it. We're going to stone her to death. And we want all the other women to witness it. This is what's going to happen to you when you show your ankle. You must have respect for Sharia. And, well, this stuff is coming your way. You hear that, Ellen? I mean, I hate to keep picking on Ellen, but God damn it. It's the whole point of these people. They don't wake up until somebody slaps them across the face. But it affects them. Well, you know, sometimes, you know, if it does affect your neighbor, it is affecting you. It doesn't matter who your neighbor is. You don't have to like him, but you have to hate what's happened to him, because if it's going to happen to him, it can very, very easily happen to you. And it is. And it keeps happening more and more and more. What do? Well, we keep voting for more of it. We like it. We like the pain, the punishment. Well, now let's get down. Oh, God almighty, how did we get on this? This is going to be one of them nights. Let's get into Harry Reid here now. This is on the Senate floor. This is what I was trying to get at. This man has no respect for his position. The president doesn't have any respect for his position. When was the last time he was in the Oval Office? Oh, that's right, to get Benghazi updates. Yeah. Couldn't make it down to the Situation Room? You know what I mean? When they say, well, the president was in the Oval Office and he was in a meeting. Yeah, he was in a meeting. The guys, people that were in a meeting were sitting on the couch as he's on a phone call with Netanyahu. And they're sitting there waiting going, what the hell? Our embassy's on fire. We're being attacked. We can't find our ambassador. God only knows what they're doing down there. And this guy making us sit here on the couch for 2 hours and he's trying to kiss and make up with Netanyahu? Get it over with. I don't understand. I just simply don't understand. Nobody in government seems to have any respect for their position. See, that's not their role. Their role is for them. Well, how can I benefit? Well, I can benefit if my party benefits. So whatever this other party says, we'll just go against it, and we'll get all of our people to go with us, and we'll turn them into villains, to haters. Now, how you people on the left get suckered into this, I don't know. But the people on the right, the real right, they don't really get suckered into the, I don't want to use mainstream, but perception of the right. We don't get along with that. The establishment, you can call it whatever the hell you want to call it, but the people on the real right, no, we don't have any tolerance for the Republicans that are Republicans now. The John McCains and the Peter Kings and all, you know, all the wafflers. All the John Boehners and the McConnells and Lindsey Grahams, the whole smash. ISA, now you got to put him on that list. You broke my heart, Mr. ISA. What the hell? I mean, I'd love to find a way to have you repair it, but I'm tired of giving out free passes. So I can't. I don't know what the hell to tell you. But I don't give out any more free passes to any of these people. They've had too many. They've taken advantage of the free passes. It's time to turn this ship around, man. We're sinking. We can stay afloat. And we can sail off, boy. We can get going. We can sail off into that horizon. God only knows where the lands we can find. But if we're going in the direction that we're going, no, we're going to go straight down. Oh, what's that? Oh, that's Davy Jones's locker. That's right. That's the bottom of the sea. Well, I'm not interested in sinking. So, no, we're going to fight. I'm going to fight. I don't give a damn if I'm the only one. I don't care. I'm a grumpy, cantankerous old bastard, and I really don't give a damn. Good. Jesus, now we got onto this. Can we play this cut already sometime this evening? Let's go ahead. This is the majority leader, Harry Reid, setting an example. Instead of doing, I don't know, finding a doctor for a veteran, maybe get a veteran out of a Mexican jail, maybe you can do something like that. Instead of getting deserters out of captivity and getting the Taliban out of prison, instead of doing that, you're farting around here with the Redskins. so you can get votes. This is how pathetic these people are. They will stop at nothing. And why? Well, I don't look. If you have to go to that length to make a point, you don't have a point. There is no offense here. We don't need this. This is overkill. This is too much. And America needs to stop this crap. America needs to say, no, I'm not going to accept this. And people in Nevada, not for nothing here, but we're going to have to do a much better job than Harry Reid. You're going to have to stop voting for this guy, and rather quickly. You need somebody else. Find somebody. It doesn't matter who it is. Put him in there. Find somebody. Find somebody with a brain. Find somebody who cares. Find somebody who lives in Nevada that's got a brain, that understands the United States Constitution and wants to follow it. That's, at this point, that's the only criteria that I'm looking for. Animate, inanimate. I don't give a damn. Put a box of cookies up there for all I give a damn. If it follows the Constitution, good, fine. I'll vote for him again. But this is the majority leader of our Senate. You're ready to lose your dinner.
It is untoward of Daniel Snyder to try and hide behind tradition. Tradition, that's what he says, in refusing to change the name of a team. Madam President, tradition, what tradition? A tradition of racism is all that leaves in its wake.
That's all that leaves in its wake?
In sports, the only tradition that matters is winning. So I urge Daniel Snyder to do what's morally right and remove this degrading term from the league by changing his team's name. It's been done before, right here in Washington, D.C. 17 years ago, the Washington Bullets and the late Abe Pullen, a wonderful man, Madam President, saw all the gun violence and murders taking place in the D.C. area. And what did he do? He voluntarily decided that name, Washington Bullets, wasn't any good, and changed his name. He didn't want his team to be associated with Bullets.
You're an idiot. Yeah, just shut up. All right. I don't even, I mean, there were so many, and this cut actually goes on for a long time. And there are, and there's stuff before and there's stuff after. But there's only so much that you can take. I mean, that's enough for me. Just hearing the name Harry Reid is more than enough for me. I don't need any more. But I mean, there just in that one cut there. And I know I was talking and yakking over it, so you probably didn't hear it. But he's over there saying that this is about tradition is what? What, tradition of racism? Really, Mr. Harry Reid, this is what you would say. The Redskins. Turning people who, well, use the word now, Redskins, and are fans of the Redskins, and by their gear, they're racists. Okay. Well, that's quite a big part of a country. But see, it's not about that. It's about attacking the right. Because he knows that, you know, Republicans, most of them anyway, well, I wouldn't say most of them, a lot of them, a good portion of them, but I'd say most of them, are going to argue this. It's ridiculous. So they're taking an issue that isn't an issue and turning it into a political issue because they're losing on every other real issue out there, like finding a doctor for a vet. I can't leave that alone. Unless these veterans have a doctor, I'm not going to leave this alone. What's happening with that? Well, we got a committee, you know. And they're coming up with things, trying to figure out what's going on. It's systemic. They know that. So they're trying to change the system. Well, here's how you change the system. You take a vet and you take a doctor and you put the two together. That's what you do. pretty simple. You need to find a place? You can find a place. You'll find a place. Now, there's another little bug in here. But the veterans need a doctor. Now, no more of these excuses, no more speeches, no more tweets. No more none of this crap. And for him to say, oh, the Congress has done this before. This is on the Senate floor. He's trying to get Congress to get involved to change the name of a football team. How about getting Congress involved to get a war hero out of a Mexican jail? Because our State Department won't do it. The Justice Department, they don't want to do it. The President, he doesn't want to do it. I mean, what's he supposed to do? I mean, he's got enough on his mind. Does he use the 5 or the 7 iron? He doesn't have time for all this. Plus, he's got to go eat. Every time you turn around, this guy's putting something in his face. Same with his wife. She's always shoving something down her fat gullet. Stop eating. But racism. And that's all that it leaves in its wake. Is racism. And now, again, if you need to go to that length to win your argument, you don't have an argument. There is, no, first of all, saying the Redskins is not racist. It's not about racism. It's not about discriminatory. It is honor. And for him to say that the term racism, and that's all that it brings in its wake. I mean, you can't get any more dishonest, disingenuous, pathetic, disgusting, deceitful, hurtful, hateful, discriminatory, and racist. Yeah, that's right, racist. You're an idiot. And Congress has done this before? No. No. They changed the name. This is what I don't understand. I remember when they did that, the bullets. That's going to change the atmosphere in Washington. He didn't want his team to be named the Bullets. Because there was a lot of murders in Washington, D.C. Yeah, they changed their name to the Wizards. Now, changing the name of your team from Bullets to Wizards, how has that worked out with the murders there in Washington? Huh? Oh, that's right. Yeah, they're up. Has nothing to do with the name of a stupid team. Congress doesn't need to get involved in any of this crap. And you as a leader, the majority leader of the Senate, this is not something that Congress needs to get involved in. The name of a football team, the name of any team, the name of anything. You want to get involved in, name a post office out of a veteran? Okay, fine. Understandable. But this, no. You don't have the right just to win an argument against the right, just to turn the right into bigger villains, into racists. And that's all this is about. Just another nail in the coffin. That's all it is. That's all they're doing, just hammering in nails right here. Okay, we'll get them over here. We're just chipping away. Boom, boom, boom. Nailing away. Bam, bam, bam. Once they finally run out of stuff, well, guess what? Where does that coffin go? Well, into the ground. And that's their goal. That's their plan. This has nothing to do with the name of the football team. This is simply to turn this into a political issue against the right. Anybody who's on the right, the Koch brothers, the Tea Party, Sarah Palin. Of course, Rush Limbaugh, you got to throw him in there. Yeah. Anybody on the right? If you're on the right, well, you're a hater now. You're a racist. If you're an R-word fan, I guess that's the R-word now. I guess that's what we got to say, R-word. You can't say Redskins. What happens now? Well, now you got to get fined and lose your job. You're a racist. Could go to jail. The Harry Reid, you've got no business wasting Congress's time, the American taxpayers' money, by getting involved in the name of a football team. And there are a lot of high schools all over the country. And a lot of them, well, I wouldn't say a lot of them, but there are a number of them that are all 100% Indian. And guess what their mascot's name is? That's right, Redskins. Redskins, they're the ones who actually came up with the name. Redskins, the Indians came up with that name. They didn't come up with, they didn't name the football team that, but they came up with that. And the football team used to be the Boston Braves. There was a baseball team, the Boston Braves. If you're a Babe Ruth fan, you know that's the team that he retired. What was it, 1935? 36? Well, and this was in what? 30, I got it down here somewhere. 33. They moved from Braves Field into Fenway Park, and they changed the name to the Redskins to honor their coach, Lone Star Dietz, who was a Sioux. S-I-O-U-X. An American Indian. A Native American. An Indian. A Redskin. The term itself, Redskin, was named, came up by Indians. They coined it. It's not derogatory. It never was meant to be derogatory. It was meant to honor. Look, there's Indian culture all over the United States. You can't get around it. People honor American Indians. I'm sorry, but I don't find anybody that goes, God, I hate them Indians. I hate that Indian this and Indian that. I hate them damn Navajos. And the Pawnee and the Cherokee. I hate them Indians. Hate them. I don't know these people. People love American culture. It's interesting. I'm sorry, but Indian culture, you study it in school. At least we used to. I did. It was a big to-do. Chief Laluska. If anybody's listening from my hometown in Vancouver, Washington, a little suburb out there in the middle of nowhere called Philida. Well, we go up there to Woodland, you turn right like you're going to go up to Mount St. Helens Swift Creek Reservoir. But before you get that far, there's Chief Laluska's Lodge. It was a big to-do. All the schools all over the state went there. He did nothing but, you know, shows and, you know, everybody studied the culture. The state of Washington, everybody, there was Indian stuff right by my house. Everywhere you go. Is Indian this, Indian that. It's everywhere. We honor it. Nobody's disrespecting it. I'd say America overall honors the American Indian and does respect them. Okay, did they get screwed by the government? Who doesn't get screwed by the government? But I'm not talking about the government. I'm talking about the American people, not the stupid government. The American people, the people, we do honor the American Indian. We don't disrespect them. That's why so many of our teams are named after them. It's an honor. Look, a team name is supposed to be bold and brave and strong, powerful. That's why you name them after that. That's how they look at it. My high school was the Chieftains. I guess you got to take that out now. There was a big to-do. They're trying to jump on the bandwagon. You can't call them chieftains. Why? How is that disrespectful? It's a chieftain. He's the head of the tribe. It's not disrespectful. It's honoring. You're naming your team after him. America respects the Native American culture. That's why we have it. It's everywhere. You can't get around it. The Indians were everywhere. They were in every state. There's Indians all over the place. Yeah, okay, a while ago, did they get screwed over? Yeah. Did the blacks get screwed over? Yeah. Did the Irish? Yeah. Did the this? Yeah. Did the that? Yeah. Did the American citizen get screwed over? Yeah. We're all screwed. We just need to accept it. Now we need to move on. We're all been screwed. Fine. Now, where do we go from here? Does it matter how we got there? Well, we can get to that part later. But right now, we need to start getting out of where we are. Damn it, the hell, anyway, I guess get myself so freaking pissed off sometimes. And I get myself launched off into Deep Space Nine, and I have no freaking idea where the hell I am. All right, let's get into this scuttlebutt of the day here today now. I don't even know where the hell we got. I don't even know how the hell we got here. Oh, we're still talking about Indians. But, look, America does respect they are our culture. Native Americans, they were here. They came from God only knows where. Another thing that they don't like to tell you, that the Mexicans, who were Spanish, came over and wiped out all the indigenous tribes. That's right, there were Indians all over Mexico. All into Canada, they're still in Canada. But the Spanish came over and wiped them out, from Central America all the way up into Canada, wiped it out. Wiped them all out. Truth be told, they killed a hell of a lot more Indians than the white man. And these are the people crossing our border and demanding citizenship. That we have to now just give them citizenship. Oh, yeah, that's right. And we've got to learn their language. We can't wear an American flag on our shirt to school. Especially on Cinco de Mayo, which isn't a real holiday. It's a day to drink beer. So, yeah. Okay, I can go along with that. Why? I don't know. I don't know why anybody goes along with any of this crap. I can't, and I won't. I'm sorry, but the Redskins is not derogatory. It's not racist. You people need to stop with this crap. And any of you people who get yourself all suckered into this stuff, you have no idea what you are actually really doing. And you're too naive and too stupid to realize that you're actually hurting yourself. But you're also hurting a lot of other people along the way. So you need to stop. All right, now this Iraqi war here now. First of all, this Iraq war is not over. We're nowhere near the end of this war. It's not even really an Iraq war. This is a war on terror. And like we talked about last night, it's a cancer. It's a disease. It's a virus. It spreads like a disease. And it keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger. They keep moving more people into more countries, more sections of the globe. They're everywhere. Obviously, the Middle East. They're in Russia. They're all over Africa. They're all over Europe. England, they love England, boy. They love England. France does not like the Muslims, but they're there. They're all over Europe. They're in Australia. Imagine that, Australia. In Europe, oh, it's against the law. If you're a deli owner, you can't cook bacon because it's near a mosque. You might offend them. Well, maybe they're chanting and they're this and they're that offends us. How about that? Oh, we can't say that. Why? Well, you're white. Don't you know you don't have any rights? Come on. You know, they're a minority, so they have more rights than you. It says it in the Constitution. You didn't read it? Obviously, neither did you. But this war, this is a real war on terror. We didn't ask for it, but we've got it. And there's only one way to end it. And that's, you got to kill them. They all got to go. And it's going to take more than the United States. It's going to take more than that Iraqi army. Now, I know the Iraqi army is trying to do the best they can with the ones that stayed. A lot of them dropped their weapons faster than the French and bergdolled it out of town. Then they got caught. These people over there, these jihads, they don't care. If you're not one of them, yeah, you're, well, Sharia says you got to die. You got to get your head cut off. Your head must be severed. It's all part of Sharia. Women aren't allowed to show any kind of anything in public. They're not even really, they don't even like them in public. They shouldn't even go out of the house unless they absolutely have to. You know, I guess maybe to pee. I mean, do these people in our government, do they understand what these people are? Have they done any kind of homework to find out these are the people that you want to put weapons in the hands of? Now, I don't know if anybody's seen that video I posted in the chat room last night, but, I mean, these people are all over. It's not just one terrorist group. They're all of them. This is what they are. This is jihad. This is what they do. And they're not afraid to do it. They're not afraid to do it in any other country. They're not afraid to go out and expand. And now we've got politicians out there saying, well, if it ever comes to this and it gets closer, then maybe we should do something. If it ever comes to America, no, we need to stop it before it comes to America. We do need to ask the question, do we want to fight these bastards over there? Or do we want to fight them right here? We've already seen what they can do with an airplane. We don't need to have their boots on the ground out here. We don't need to have them over here. We do not need to be fighting that war on our soil. Period. We need to fight them there. And this is a world problem. It's going to take the world to get together. Of all the countries that have the radical Islam in, they need to get together and get their forces together. Maybe if the UN would get off their ass once in a while and do something, instead of picking on America, turning us into the bad guys all the time. Look, I know the UN does some good things, fine. But when you really need them, where are they? What's the point of the stupid UN? I don't know. I have no idea, but I do know it costs America a lot of money. This is a world problem. Why is the UN not involved? Why are we not combining sources, combining resources, combining everything we can, the world, together, and we combat these people? Well, I guess too many leaders are giving too many weapons to too many of these people. We know Barack Obama is. He's pretty busy with that. You know, he started off with the Mexican drug cartels, and he quickly worked his way right up to Al-Qaeda. Didn't take him long at all. God only knows what he's doing with Iran. Iran needs a nuclear bomb. Okay. That makes me feel safe. God only knows what Iran can do with a nuclear bomb, if they don't really have one now anyway. But if they give one, pretty sure those people get pissed off at the wrong time, they will use it. They will use it. And they can't wait to make a test to show the world that they got one. And it's going to bring them, a big status, man. It's going to put fear. Now, do you think they'd use it against the whoever the Muslim group that they're against? I can't keep up with them. You've got Kurds and the Sunnis and the Shiites and the this. I can't keep up with them. I just don't give a damn what your name is. They're all fighting each other, but they're not allowed to kill other Muslims. But that's all they do is kill Muslims. Muslims actually kill more Muslims than us. But they're killing us because they think we're killing them. I mean, how do people justify this crap into their mind? I don't know. And what makes you, how do you get to this point where this is fun to you, going into towns and capturing people, shooting them gazillions of times, videotaping yourself, cutting their heads off, spinning it around until it finally pops off. I mean, this is fun. This is who these people are. And these are the people our president wants to give weapons to, wants to help get weapons into their hands so they can topple Assad. Why is it so important for this president to kill Assad, to get him out? What is going on there? Why is it so important? Is it Assad that needs to go? Is that what it is? Is it really him that needs to go, or is it he's just very friendly with the people that want to see him go? So he's more inclined to help out his friends. What is it? I don't know. But look, Assad is not the only creep dictator out there. I mean, pick a continent and point your finger. You'll find one. You find as many as you need. So what is that's the question that needs to be answered. I don't know if we'll ever get the answer to it, but if you can find the answer to that, that's going to solve a lot of problems. Well, the evidence points, to me anyway, the points of this guy, for whatever reason, is very, very, very too friendly with the enemy. Al-Qaeda is our enemy. They are not our friend. They are an enemy of our enemy, not all the times can be our friend. They're still an enemy. If you're an enemy, you're an enemy. Al-Qaeda is America's enemy. We don't have to accept it. We can deny it. No, they're not an enemy. Oh, the war's over. The president said the war's over, so it's over. So there is no more war. What war? What war on terror? There is no more war on terror. Obama ended it. Really? Well, wait a minute here now. See, this is getting me confused. This is the president. We got a couple of clips here, and I want to play them here. This is the president. This was today. And this is what I don't understand about these people. I mean, this is what happens when you lie so many times that you can't remember the lies that you told. So the new lies that you're telling don't seem to match the old ones. You think they're new, but they're not. You've already said it before, and you're contradicting yourself. It's because whatever the truth is whatever the truth you needed to be today, now. Now, yesterday's truth was yesterday's truth. It was true yesterday, but today, no, it's not. Now, today, the truth is this. Well, why? Well, because yesterday it was advantageous for us, and today it's advantageous for us to be this way, so we got to change, you know. The truth has to change with, however, look, if the Democrats, if they benefit, then that's the point. That's the whole purpose of truth and facts and evidence. You only need it if it benefits the Democrats. And if it makes the Republicans look bad, well, then you just pile on. And if you don't have enough, well, you can just make stuff up. Isn't that right, Dan Rather? Yeah. Oh, look at this paper I found. Yeah, yeah. George W. Bush was AWOL. Shut up. And I'm glad they fired him. I was about done with that stupid Dan Rather. But anyway, we don't need to go into Dan Rather. This is the president today. I mean, he has no idea what the hell he's doing. This kid is in over his head, man. I mean, this guy has no clue of what he's doing. He's also got no advisors. Obviously, they know what the hell they're doing. People are just, I don't know, maybe the advisors are fed up and they're just saying, man, just screw it. Just advise him to go out here and say all this stupid stuff. Embarrass the hell out of him. I mean, I don't know, unless everybody on his team is incompetent, which I think there could be a pretty good argument. I mean, if you really wanted to argue that, you could, and you could probably win it, too. But this is the president today trying to salvage another one of his scandals. And, well, I wouldn't call it a scandal, but he's turning it into a scandal. That's the problem. If he'd have done his damn job at the very beginning, I mean, yeah, you can go back. You can go back if Bush would have done his job, if this would have done that job. Well, you know, I mean, sometimes, and this is what I was trying to get at earlier, sometimes you just have to accept the fact that, okay, we are here. You look on the map. You are here. Here's the freaking arrow. Okay, fine. I've accepted it. We're here. We can't continue to keep worrying about how we got here. We got here from a lot of reasons. There's a lot of reasons how we got to where we are. And everybody's guilty. Everybody. Everybody turned a blind eye and allowed it to go on. Everybody did this. Everybody did that. We're all at fault. Okay, fine. Everybody's at fault. We're in a wrong place. We're in a bad place. We're in here. We're in there. It doesn't matter anymore. Let's accept it. Here we are. Now, where do we go from here? What do we do to get ourselves out of this situation here? That's what we need to start focusing on. Well, we didn't finish the job in Iraq. Obviously. Kind of hard to deny that. And everything the Tea Party said, everything the right said, was going to happen. Guess what happened? It happened. That's what happened. Everything. Every single thing. Including this. But do we need to go back and forth and finger point? No. What we need to do is we need to accept the fact that Al-Qaeda ain't going no damn where. They ain't going no damn where until we put an end to it. And when I say we, I don't mean just the United States. I mean the world. There's only one way to put an end to it, and that's you got to kill them. They're not going to have a civil conversation. These people are not going to sit down and have a civil debate, a discussion. No. They're going to kill you. They're going to cut your head off. They're going to torture you. They're going to do whatever the hell they want to with you. But you're not going to survive. Sharia law does not dictate that you survive. Therefore, you will not. So there's only one way to end a person like that. I mean, how many more jails do we need? We can't keep having everybody in jail. And why should the American taxpayer or any other country have to pay to keep these people in jail? No, these people don't deserve life. They have no respect for it. Why should they get it? So there's only one way to do this, and that's to end it. Whack-a-mole. Bomb the living hell out of them. Whatever you got to do. Drone them. Drone them, scone them, hone them. But you got to kill them. Because they ain't going to, look, again, they're not going to go back to their milk and honey farm. They're not going to do that. They're not going to stay quiet. No, they're going to keep lopping heads off until somebody lops their head off. That's the cold, hard reality. You can't do anything about it. Does it suck? Yeah, okay. Yeah, but that is the situation. Again, how we got here is irrelevant. The fact is we are here, and now we need to do something about it. And what we need to do is we need to come together. We need to put an end to it. We need to put an end to it over there, not over here. If anybody really out there thinks that this Al-Qaeda stuff won't get over here, think again. It's already moving over here. They've got enough of it over here. There's enough of it over here, and it's growing. It's getting bigger and bigger and bigger. So we must put an end to it. We must no longer kowtow to anybody. I'm not going to change my way of life for them, for anybody. I don't care who you are. I don't care if you're an American citizen or not. I don't care. My life is my life. I'm going to live my life my way. And yeah, if I want to cook bacon, yeah, I'm going to cook bacon. Oh, you don't like the smell of it, do you now? Well, I don't like the smell of you. But this is our president, President of the United States. Again, Mr. Mom Jeans has no idea of what the hell he's doing, not getting any kind of real advice, because his advisors are stupid, Valerie Goebbels. What is this woman? Oh, God, let's not get onto her. But today in the White House press room, Obama shows up and was asked whether he had any regrets for pulling out of Iraq too early. Here's that exchange.
Do you wish you had left a residual force in Iraq? Any regrets about that decision in 2011?
Well, keep in mind, that wasn't a decision made by me. That was a decision made by the Iraqi government. We offered a modest residual force to help continue to train and advise Iraqi security forces.
What? You're not advising anything. And it wasn't my decision to pull out. Yes, it was. I mean, no, it wasn't. But wait a minute. Was it? Or wasn't it? Wait a minute. Wait a minute here. Didn't Obama say that he ended the war? So this is what confuses me. I don't understand this. It's not his decision to pull out. Wasn't his decision to pull out of Iraq, but then wait a minute. What was this?
Good afternoon, everybody. As a candidate for president, I pledge to bring the war in Iraq to a responsible end for the sake of our national security and to strengthen American leadership
around
the world.
He said he did it.
After taking office, I announced a new strategy that would end our combat mission in Iraq and remove all of our troops by the end of 2011. As Commander-in-Chief, ensuring the success of this strategy has been one of my highest national security priorities. Last year, I announced the end to our combat mission in Iraq, and to date, we've moved more than 100,000 troops. Iraqis have taken full responsibility for their country's security.
Yeah, they've taken full responsibility for their security. When it's under siege, it's now under Al-Qaeda rule. Now, what the hell is he talking about? He ended it? Now, wait a minute. He just said over here, just a question. This is what confuses me. He said it wasn't his decision to pull out. But in 2011, it was his decision. Him and his magic pen. They're the ones that ended Iraq. The war in Iraq was ended by Obama, but now he just said, well, now, wait a minute, I'm getting heat? No, it wasn't me. No, that was Maliki. Yeah, we asked to stay in, but they said no, so we left. This is what I'm talking about. These people lie so much. Any way that they can spin anything, they just spin it. There's no reason to spin it, but they're spinning it. For what? Well, I don't know. I guess you'd have to ask a liberal. But you can't have an intelligent conversation with them, so God only knows what the hell they'll even tell you. And if you can even understand any of it, it's all blah, 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 blah. Bush is bad. Bush is bad. Global warming. Bush is bad. Koch brothers. Shut up. So we don't know. I mean, we've got the most transparent administration in American political history. And when it's convenient for them, well, it's his decision to end the war in Iraq, and he ended it. And he deserves another peace prize. And then when it's convenient, well, he doesn't want to take the blame for it because he's got all these other scandals to worry about. So he passes it off to the Iraqi government. Now, wait a minute. You can't give me any. Oh, no, no. Wasn't me. I had nothing to do with it. Yeah, but Mr. President, you said in 2000, doesn't matter. Again, what was true then? Was true then, what is true now is true now, as long as it benefits me. Oh, all right. Okay, well, I see, Mr. President, that's right. But he's sending in advisors now, 300 of them. A small number, he says, a small number of advisors. 300. Well, we started Vietnam with just a few advisors, too, didn't we? Yeah, I'm not saying we're going to do that, nor do we need to do that. But what we do need to do is we need to be bombing the living hell out of them. I know they're splitting up and they're going here and there, but we know where they're at. We can find out where the hell they're at. I'm sure the NSA can do what they can to tap their phones. They've got everybody else's phone tapped. Why can't they tap theirs? I mean, they can tap Angela Merkel. They can get her. They can tap her phone. They can tap the president of Brazil. He can tap her phone. So I'm sure he can tap the Taliban and Qaeda and the ISIS. I'm sure he can do that. I was going to play this other cup, but I'm sick and tired of listening to this guy speak. He irritates the living hell out of me. I mean, just when Obama just gets on the television screen, you look at it and just like, oh, God. I mean, do I have to? Do I have to sit here and listen to this? Yeah, I guess we do. But he wants to go out here now and to assess is what he says. His advisors are there now to assess on how to best train and advise and support forces. Okay, well, we spent billions, literally billions upon billions of dollars training these people, giving them trucks, giving them tanks, giving them weapons. And they can't wait to drop them and burn Dulles out of town. What the hell? Why didn't they hold up a fight? I don't know. I mean, they left all the trucks, and they left all of this, and left all of that. But we have spent billions upon billions of dollars training these people. Well, the people that are in there being trained, I mean, do we really know if these people are really what side they're on? No. See, we didn't think about that. Was that part of the Bush administration? Yeah, you got to give them a little bit of blame, too. There's only one way to end this war on terror, and that is the world's got to get together and kill them. That's it. There's no other way to do it. That's the simplest, easiest way to do it. And how do you do it? Well, out from the air. You see them, shoot them, kill them, whatever you got to do. But you get the world together. And if the world does come together, I'm pretty sure the world can find out wherever they're at. And wherever they pop their head out, boom, you put a bullet in it. Put a bomb in it. Wherever they are, you You snuff them out and you kill them. I know it's easier said than done, but can it be done? Yeah, if we want to do it. Look what we accomplished in World War II. In just over 3 years, look how many war fronts we were on. And look at the people that we took care of. Hitler, Japan, Italy. I mean, there were some enemies back then, man. They were big. And they did a lot of killing and a lot of stuff. Well, we can do it again. It doesn't mean we're going to have to go to war in the world. World War III. It's going to be the world against, well, I prefer over tyranny, but there's a lot of tyranny all over the world, so we can't be doing that. But right now we can concentrate on the terrorism. All of it. Hamas, they're everywhere. I don't care what your name is. If you're a jihad, Sharia law, loving whatever, freak, you got to go. Not much we can do about it. Sorry, son, but you're one of them? No. You're a cancer. You're a disease. You must be eradicated. And that's what it's going to take. Well, he also says he wants to help the Iraqis as they take the fight to the terrorists. Well, how? They're running away from them. Now, I know that refinery they stood up. But we spent all these billions of dollars giving all these weapons and all these trucks and tanks. They're not using it. Now we want to send over 300 more advisors and a whole bunch of more money to train them to do what? And how do you know who's the enemy and who's not the enemy? You don't know who the enemy is over there, but you do know who these people are, and you know where they are, and we've got to kill them. The world. Now, I don't know what the hell is going to happen with Iraq. You've got a trilogy over there. Now, I know people have said, and, you know, they need to have three different governments split up the country three different ways. Well, I mean, on the surface, I guess, you know, I remember when that argument came out, there was a lot of people that came out. There was a lot of criticism about it. But to me, if you did split it up in three different ways, or three different sections, you're just going to have each of the three try to get the whole three. Maybe you might not have the Kurds, but you know you're still going to have the civil war between the Sunnis and the Shias. So what is that going to solve? What is that going to do? I don't know. I mean, you could go on for hours what the answer to the Middle East is. Unless you completely wipe out the entire Middle East, which you can't do. I guess you just got to wipe out one terrorist at a time and just keep wiping them out until you got them all. I mean, you can't hit a five-run home run, so we just do one at a time. And if the world does get together, we can conquer it. We can put an end to it. There's always going to be terrorism on planet Earth as long as you got human beings. But this stuff that's going on here now, and if you watched that video that I put in the chat room last night, my God, and that's a mild one. I've seen some other stuff that's even worse than that. But this is who these people are, and this is who our president is talking to, and these are the people that our president wants to put weapons in their hands. I have no idea where this president is, where our country is, why we got to where we are right now. But I want to go back. I want to go back to where we had a constitution. We had people in our government that respected not only their position, Because they respected the American people. They respected our Constitution. They respected our way of life. Why should we have to turn around and change our entire way of life for illegal people coming over here? We don't know who's coming over here, but we can't offend them. You can't offend jihad. And you can't offend anybody that comes over here, but if you're white, you can offend them. If you're a Tea Party member, you can offend them. Those are offendable. But everybody else, no. Can't offend them. And if you do, well, man, I mean, you know, the Redskins, you can't even say that name, Redskins. That's offensive. Well, oh, my God, I don't even know where to keep going on here tonight. We do got a lot of stuff to get through here. And I've got 14,000 stacks of paper, and I've got all kinds of stuff here today. I'm trying to organize some of this stuff. I might get something done tonight. When I'm through talking about this stupid president, I've had a butt full of this guy today. Well, there's now de facto amnesty is here. Got a story on that tonight. Of course it is. And it all, you know, I mean, it's been that way for a while, and it's deliberate. And now we got another story here, the IRS with their recycled hard drive. And they took her hard drive and recycled, and they did it on purpose. Look, they knew in 2011. And they realized somebody said, hey, wait a minute. And it probably came from the White House. And they said, wait a minute, man. We've got actual, this is stuff we can link the president to, can link the White House to it. We've got to find a way to fix this. Oh, well, we're on a server. How do we do it? Well, let's crash a hard drive, and then we'll recycle it. We'll find a way to destroy the evidence. Well, maybe there's a way to retract it. Maybe there isn't. But if there isn't a way, okay, that's a crime right there. That doesn't just happen. Things like that don't just happen. And your computer just crashes. And why does it only crash and take out the parts that are incriminating? How does a computer crash know what emails to delete? Huh? Well, the crash has got to be programmed. By who? Well, a human. The fact that this computer crashed already says that they're guilty, and it's got to go to the White House, the DOJ. That's where this came from. The FEC, for God's sakes. Why they got to get involved? We don't know. They were. And yeah, de facto amnesty is here. Yes, it is. And the IRS, well, they're doing everything they can. They've got to do anything and everything they possibly can to save their butts. Well, your butt ain't going to get saved. The only way your butt's going to get saved if our Congress stays the way they are and does absolutely nothing, and you'll be okay. And, Ms. Lerner, you'll be able to continue on with your collecting your pension. She gets a nice pension, too. She's got a beautiful home. Well, she needs a new boat now. She's retired. So she needs a new car, new boat, maybe a new home. Who knows? Oh, look at this. Hillary Clinton. Her first week for her book sales, it's not going very well. If you compare Sarah Palin's first week, not even close. Sarah Palin smoked Hillary Clinton in their book sales, which I don't buy books anyway. I just think this is funny. First of all, Ms. Clinton, nobody really read your last book. The only reason why they bought it is because they... You know, it was the in thing to do. And that was it. Well, she's still trying to pay off her campaign debt. She still owes a lot of money in her campaign debt. That presidential bid that she ran, she ran herself into debt. Obama did what he could to fundraise to, you know, help pay off her debt. And he gave her a lot of money to help, but she still owes money. Will she ever pay it? Probably not. Not if she keeps writing books like this, she won't. She probably has enough money, personal money, to pay the debt, but will she? No. That's her money. The Democrats don't spend their money. They spend other people's money. Why would a Democrat spend their own money when they can spend somebody else's? That's the way it is. So, while she's out there continuing, touring the nation, trying to hawk this frickin' book of hers, which nobody so far, nobody, has gave it a good review. And when you compare it with Sarah Palin, I guess it's not even close. Let's see. Running on moon in the White House. Palin sold 496,000 the first week. And Hillary's only sold, well, not even 100,000 yet. Well, she might be 100,000 now. Wow, Sarah Palin sells more books than Hillary Clinton. Wow. Well, here's something here now. Now, this is funny. I think this is a reporter. I do believe it's from the Laura Ingraham Show. And if you don't know who Laura Ingraham is, well, she's one of my wenches, too. I love Laura Ingraham. I've always loved her. She just doesn't know who the hell I am, so how can she love me? But I know who she is. But she has a reporter. I think it's with her. And Hillary Clinton was in one of these book signings. She's walking outside one of the conventions or something. And she's got all this security around her. And she's walking out, and she's walking like she's the queen, and she's got this big grin on her face. Oh, you know, everybody's looking at me. I'm the queen. I'm so special. Well, you're not, sweetie. So here comes a reporter. And like I said, I think he's from Laura Ingraham Show. I don't know where this guy's from. But good for him. I like what this reporter did. He shows up and he asks her to sign his book as Christopher Stevens. And of course she was going to sign it. Didn't even dawn on her. You got to watch the video. It didn't even dawn on her that was, you know, the name Christopher Stevens. And then when the reporter said, you know him. And then she goes, wow, that's what she caught on. Well, I'm not going to sign the book now, she said. And then, oh, yeah, you know, you got to read it. And he said, you know, he was signed it. Well, let me play it. Let me stop talking about the damn thing. And just play it so you know what I'm talking about. This is in, I don't know where it was at. But it was outside one of her stupid book signing, and he brought up a book. And this is Hillary Clinton, who wants to be the President of the United States.
Hi, Secretary Clinton. Could you sign this for me?
Sure. What's your name?
If you can make it out to Christopher Stevens. I think you knew him.
Yeah, I'm not going to make it out to Chris Stevens.
What difference does it make?
Here, go. Here.
Yep, I'm going to sign her name. Gonna, thank you.
What difference does it make if you can make it out to Chris Stevens?
Thank you, sir.
There you go.
It's kind of odd that you have more security than Chris Stevens had.
Thank you.
In Benghazi. What do we have here?
Have a good night.
An entourage
Have a good night, sir.
Good night. How much? Oh, I'm having a great night.
I love it. What difference does it make? I mean, he got it all in there. Yeah, can you sign this, Christopher Stevens? Yeah, I think you know him. And then she caught on. No, I'm not going to sign that. And then the security swooped in. They've got to come in and save her. And then you see her walking away. You got to see it on camera. You can see it on YouTube. And she's got this grin on her face and her chest is out. And she's, you know, walking down. Oh, yeah, you should read the book. Read your book. First of all, sweetheart, you didn't even write it. And what is in there is bogus anyway. And then he brings up, this is what I love. He brings up, well, look at all the security you have here. You know, you got more security than Chris Stevens did in Benghazi. I just love that. And it's true. They got rid of that security on purpose. Well, they wanted to show the, you know, let them say, here, Mr. Jihad man. Yeah, you know, we trust you. Yeah, see, we don't have any security. Yeah, we trust you. No. If that was the reason they got rid of their security, okay, that's incompetence right there. Again, that breaks the preamble of the Constitution. That's not providing the common defense. That's not providing any common sense. But that's incompetent right there. And of course, we all suspect that security was taken out for a reason. Maybe not specifically to have the ambassador killed with the attack, but they were taken away so they can facilitate these weapons deals. Now, whether this weapon, they were trying to get the weapons back or not, whether they were doing this, whether they were doing that, we don't know. But we do know a whole bunch of weapons went missing. We've got enough reports out there. At least 400 surface-to-air missiles went missing. They looted the place, man. Not only did they not give up the weapons that they already got, but they looted the place and took the rest. And Obama doesn't want anybody to know that these people now have all kinds of weaponry. And we're paying for it. We're giving it to them. I mean, we might as well. We might as well just deliver it to them. Just show up at the Taliban doorstep. Oh, yeah, come on here. Yeah, here you are. Here's your tanks. Here's your missiles. Here's your bombs. I mean, why are we doing this? Does anybody in our government think before they do anything? But I just love this. I just love that. Approaching the Queen, Hillary Clinton, sign my book, Christopher Stevens. Yeah, you know him. Oh, wait a minute now. I'm not going to do that. Well, this is security. Yeah, shut up. Now, she has a nerve. Yeah, you should read it. Yeah. You're trying to find anybody to read it. Nobody else is reading it. Nobody's interested in you. You will never win president. You will never be president. Nobody likes you. You think they do. There's a certain part of the country that does, because those are the people that believe what they're told on television, that they're supposed to. I don't believe anything I see or hear on television or see. So, all right. Let's see what we can cover here. We got about 14 minutes, 13 minutes here. See what the hell we can cover here. This border mess that we have in this country, I don't know. This is beyond a scandal. This is deliberate. This is putting lives in danger, not only the lives of the immigrant, but the lives of the people already living in this country. They're bringing in their diseases, and yeah, they're bringing in all kinds of, here's what they're bringing in. TB, tuberculosis, imagine that. That's all you need. They're bringing in this, it's called the kissing bug. It's called Chagas, or Gets, or whatever it is, I don't know. But it's a kissing bug. We don't really have it in the United States, but they got it all over Latin America. It causes a debilitating fatigue, headaches, body aches, nausea, vomiting, liver and spleen enlargement, swollen glands, loss of appetite. When it reaches the chronic phase, medications will not cure it. Congestive heart failure or sudden cardiac arrest, meaning it's going to get to a point, it's just going to give you a heart attack, and you're just going to die. And this is what they're bringing over here. This is what they're bringing over here. And we're allowing it. Now, again, I know, I keep going back to this Constitution, the preamble. That is not promoting the general welfare. Certainly not promoting the general welfare of the American people. Certainly not promoting the general welfare of these immigrants that are coming over here. And we're paying for these people to come over. We're paying. The United States is facilitating this mess. This is beyond a mess. Okay, I'm sorry, but at this point, this is criminal. What this president is doing, and it is the president, this guy's allowing this to happen. He took out his pen. He doesn't need to follow the law. He took out his pen and he wrote down, I don't need to follow anything I don't want to. Signed, the president. Here, now this is new law. He's not following any of the laws that we have. He's not following the Constitution. He's following whatever best suits him and the Democratic Party. And that's all that they're worried about, as long as they win. Well, they're bringing in dengue fever, which is, was normally for the jungle. They're bringing that in here. That's all America needs now. And they're doing this on purpose. They want to do this. You overload the system and you can bring it down. They're bringing in hepatitis, malaria, measles. This is their goal. They've got to break the system. If they burst the system, then the government can swoop in and take over. Total control. That's their plan. Not only do we need to fight the tyranny overseas, but we do need to fight the tyranny right here in our own country. It's our own government. It's our own selves. And yeah, it's a problem. So yeah, we've got a lot of war fronts. Can we fight them all? Yeah. But we need to do it. So they're bringing in everything here now. I mean, do we really need dengue fever? I mean, I remember taking malaria pills when I was in the Navy. We were going to go to Mombasa, Kenya. And I was pissed. I wanted to see a safari. I had signed up for one, man. I was ready to go. I wanted to see the jungle, man. But we had to go back into the Persian Gulf and go blow up a bunch of stuff, which was fun. But I still wanted to see that safari. We never made it to Australia. We were supposed to go a couple of times. But I did make it south of the equator several times. But I still never made it to Australia, and I'm still bummed about that, too. But that's all right. I've seen a lot of good stuff. But we don't, look, we don't need to go off into that. Good God Almighty, stop. Focus. But they're dumping these people off. Sometimes they're just dumping them off to places and say, here you are. Get out of the bus. You're on your own. Bye. But yeah, they're doing it. They're dropping people off in Massachusetts. They're dumping them off all over the place. They're dumping them all over Texas. Texas doesn't know what the hell to do. Well, I'd like to know why nobody in Texas, especially the governor, Rick Perry, which I do like Rick Perry. I do like him. Why can't he close the border and say, look, no. I don't care if you're federal government or not. This is my state. I have the right to defend and protect the state. And if it means we're going to secede, then fine. We do it now. And that's exactly what needs to happen. They got to put an end to it. It's not fair for any of these people. Who's winning? Well, the Democrats seem to think that they're winning because these people are now going to be voters. But are they winning? Are the immigrants winning? Well, I don't know. I guess time will tell if they can get over the malaria and the tuberculosis and the dengue fever. God only knows what they're catching. Some of this stuff is incurable. Some of it just spreads, and they're walking around bringing their diseases all over the United States. You don't think that can get to you? What if you take a plane? What if they take a plane? They find a way to travel. They can get anywhere. They see somebody else came in contact with them, and they get on a plane, and they go see you. They get in contact with you. Now you've got it. Some son of a bitch crosses the border in Texas and kills you in New York. That's how it works. So we must defend this country, Mr. President. Your job. I mean, you are supposed to be this great and wonderful, all-powerful, almighty, the savior, the constitutional scholar brought down from heaven. Well, you should know, Mr. President, that you are not providing for the common defense, nor are you promoting the general welfare. And not to mention the countless laws that you're breaking. Also, you can help the Democrats win a midterm election. This stuff isn't about elections. This is about human life here. And now, look, I guess I really don't have a lot of problems with people wanting to, better their life and come over to a new land. I respect that courage. But what I don't respect is our government lying to these people, saying, oh, everything's going to be great. Come on over. We'll give you welfare. I'll give you money. We'll give you health care, Obamacare. We're going to give you food. We're going to give you amnesty. You're going to become a citizen. We're going to give you this. Everything is going to be beautiful. Well, it ain't going to be as beautiful as you think it is. And you're still expected to vote for the Democrats. They're not doing them any good. They're not doing them any good. They're not doing the United States any good. They want to break the system down. They want it to explode. And that's exactly what they're trying to do. And once it explodes, once we burst, that's when they got you. They got the total control. Well, us as Americans, we cannot allow our government to do that. It's not their government. This is our government. And we must put an end to it. We must stop them. So you must do whatever you can. Fight your fight any way that you can. And stop criticizing other people fighting their fight. Okay, fine. Operation American Spring. They don't have billions of people, and all your rights isn't... You don't have all your rights back. Okay, fine. They're fighting their fight. You need to get off your ass and start fighting a fight yourself. Maybe if you supported them. Maybe if you went out there and helped them fight. Maybe we might get some of our rights back. But we all have to fight. We all have to contribute. We all have to get into this war. And it is a war. And we've got a lot of fronts. We've got a lot of battles to fight. But we can do it. If we want freedom, we want to keep it, we can do it. And I still didn't get into a whole bunch of stuff that I wanted to get into tonight, but that's all right. We'll get into the rest of it tomorrow. I want to thank everybody listening tonight, everybody in the chat room, everybody on your smartphones, and everybody downloading later. Thanks for listening, and we will see you back here. Tomorrow's Friday. Way to go. See you back here tomorrow night at 8. Goodbye, everybody.